Our top story for this hour, a day after European satellite operators Eutelsat and Arqiva removed 19 Iranian satellite TV channels and radio stations, including Press TV, there's still a chorus of harsh criticism from viewers around the world. Let's listen to some of them.
It's quite obvious that the EU and the US fear free speech, and with some justification, the truth about anything is an alien concept to those warmongering states.
So what happened to the freedom of speech that the Western countries claim to have? This freedom of speech that they're talking about is only good up to the point that you're in agreement with what they preach. Otherwise, they shut your TV down.
The best thing that can be said about this Nazi-like censure is that it reveals to the world the true nature of the European Commission, and I'm afraid the true nature of the EU.
The European Commission and EU leaders are actually hurting their own people by silencing alternative voices to Zionist media monopoly in these days.
Freedom of speech does not exist in the West, but freedom of silencing the truth does exist. Press TV is a revolutionary broadcaster and has changed the equation.
There has never been freedom of expression in the US or EU. Only selective loose talk is branded as freedom of expression. These words are used to defame sovereign nations who are not in line with them politically and ideologically.
Well, the channel's audience has called into question the West's claim of supporting freedom of speech and expression. As the condemnation and criticism pour in, French media authority CSA has so far kept quiet. It still has not responded to Press TV's request for it to comment on the situation. Eutelsat is a French-based satellite operator that stopped broadcasting the Iranian channels. It says the move was made under order from the European Union. In a bid to get the channels back on Hotbird, Press TV has launched a petition on its Facebook page.
Press TV, along with other Iranian television and radio stations, have been banned from broadcasting through the Hotbird satellite transponder. The IRIB multiplex was targeted, and one of the frequencies that transmits Press TV through the IRIB satellite is now off air.
This is Hotbird, a satellite system which covers Europe and other regions. Viewers who have Hotbird are now unable to watch Press TV on their system. The channel was taken down due to an order from the European Commission. The decision was also influenced by pro-Israeli and anti-Iranian pressure groups.
The US-based lobby group United Against the Nuclear Iran was boasting on their website about how they piled pressure on European satellite services to remove the 19 Iranian stations off the air. Their campaigns have stretched from pressuring banks to oil companies to cut off all ties with Iran. They are a part of a bigger network that works towards increasing the sanctions against Iran.
Channels like Press TV are giving an alternative view over the issue of Palestine, exposing the war crimes, exposing the atrocity which is being committed by Israelis, and indeed the support that they are getting from the Western governments and European governments and United States. Let us make sure that alternative media is not going to be there, and then we could continue committing atrocities and war crimes and getting the Nobel Peace Prize at the same time.
In early 2012, Ofcom, the UK's media regulating body, decided to remove Press TV from the British satellite platform, and now several months later, the European satellite provider Eutelsat has ordered the British-based company Arqiva to stop transmitting channels from IRIB satellites. I then contacted Arqiva's head of public relations, Gary Follows, for an interview. He declined by saying that they were currently not giving interviews on the subject. He later issued the same statement to IRIB saying,
"As a result of reinforced EU Council sanctions and repeated requests by France's broadcasting authority for the permanent switch-off of Sahar 1, which is broadcast in the IRIB multiplex, the IRIB broadcasts through Eutelsat Hotbird have been terminated."
Masoud Shajra of the Islamic Human Rights Commission has also looked into the issue and cannot find a proper reason for banning the Iranian channels.
"This is morally unacceptable. This goes against all the principles that the West actually perceive and propagate that they are stand for freedom of speech, freedom of expressions, etc., etc., they are actually seems now very clear that these freedoms is really very selective for very few people who are articulating a particular line.
Press TV have now set up a Facebook petition and urge supporters to join their campaign against the censorship. They believe Eutelsat's move was illegal and a blatant violation of freedom of speech. Hassan El-Khatib, Press TV, London.
Well, for more on that story, we're now joined by Director of Hezbollah Mass Media, Mr. Ibrahim Moussavi, who's with us by satellite from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Mr. Moussavi, we've been listening to comments of our viewers regarding the media ban. We'd also like to get your expert opinion. Is this not a blatant violation of freedom of speech, which coincidentally the West so hypocritically advocates?
Absolutely, but let me first tell you one simple thing, actually. Aside from the condemnation that should be leveled and directed to those who have taken the decision to ban the 19 TV satellite stations, the Iranians, we have to congratulate you. I have to say that this is a badge of honor for you, for all of those who are working at Press TV and at all the Iranian TV satellite channels, about the media outlets. Why? Because simply you've been very effective. Why would they do such a thing if you are not effective, if you are not causing them scandals, if you are not revealing the truth? This tells us all that we are on the true path of revealing about what's really happening around the world, that we are doing a good job, actually, that made them very upset about it to take such a decision. Now, to talk about the nature of democracy that they have always been advocating and preaching, this tells you very much about not only the double standards and the inconsistency, but also about the hypocritical attitude and nature of these directives and these decisions. Why would they do such a thing? I mean, what about Press TV and what about the TV satellite channels? Is it going to explode in their sleeping rooms? Is it going to cause them any harm? Is it a terrorist who is going to storm into their houses? I believe what they are afraid of, they are afraid of the truth. They are afraid that their true nature would be revealed by Press TV and by others. That's why they wanted to ban these satellites. Otherwise, they should come out with a certain justification. I believe the West and the so-called democracies in the West have betrayed the very basic meaning of democracy, of a freedom of speech that they have always said they care for.
And also, if you can, give us your comments about the reasons given by the European Commission for the ban of the Iranian channels. A top media official here in Iran has said that the reasons for the ban seem quite feeble.
Well, no one could believe what they say, actually. If they really care or if they are really truthful with themselves about the kind of justifications they have revealed, they can go so many places and they can find that there are real evidence that they should take a decision against certain media outlets and satellites. I've been following the Iranian TV channels, and I could say I have my own criticism, because you have opened up more than even the Western channels. I mean, they are not giving the chance for others to come and cast their opinions. Now, I've never been into a show in Press TV without having someone from the rivalry side. You always try to maintain a certain level of objectivity that outstands their own standards. I believe it's purely political. They know Iran is very effective. It's a kind of pressure that has to do with the stance that Iran as a government, Iran as a republic is taking, and it has nothing to do with the policy or the news editorial policy that the Iranian TV channels are advocating.
Director of Hezbollah Mass Media, Mr. Ibrahim Moussavi, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.